While moose are what most hunters are bringing out of the field this time of year, biologists in Haines found themselves looking over a distinctive brown bear earlier this week. The animal was killed as he charged a man outside of Haines, but when it was brought into Fish and Game on Monday, its surprising features left biologists wondering how the animal survived so long. Tara Bicknell reports from member station KHNS in Haines.
Jerry Kane from Haines was in the Katsahin last weekend and was lucky to make it back home in one piece after a bear encounter that put his life in peril. Kane recounted the split decision that might have saved his hide.
Sunday evening, I was over in Katsahin with some friends that were hunting moose. And with the warm weather, we decided we'd be leaving the next day. So I went off for a walk, being our last night there. And when I was charged at by a brown bear, he came out of the alders across the slough directly at me. I tried yelling and within seconds just turned the safety off and fired from my hip or the side of me and just luckily hit the bear in the eye and dropped him.
Kane was using a .338 Winchester Magnum, a cartridge popular with hunting Alaska's big game. The shot went through the left eye of the Bruin, which Kane says wasn't very big, but was noticeably different than any he had seen before.
I've hunted black bear over the last 20 years here and gotten bears 13 and 18 years old in the past and seen worn teeth, but this bear had, you know, pretty much only had one canine and just a bunch of rounded off stubs and just was just really roughed up, a real thin hide and, you know, but beautiful big large paws and claws and a big head, but just really rough in the teeth and scars and tumors on the back of them and injuries all over.
Kane properly skinned the bear and turned in the hide with claws and skull, as the state requires. The Department of Fish and Game classified the kill as a defense of life and property. Anthony Krupe is a biologist with the department. In his line of work, he sees bears of various ages and sizes from all over the area.
So it had all the looks of a very old bear. Its front incisors were worn down to almost nothing. Its gums were really calloused over, and its canine teeth were what was the most impressive. It had one solid canine tooth and one nearly almost missing, and then the other two were just sliced down all the way to the root and just barely hanging on, almost as if you were to take a carrot and slice it vertically. And just amazing that this animal has been able to continue to survive with a serious need of a trip to the dentist.
A bear known as Diver in Katmai National Park was believed to have lived at least 35 years, said Krupe, who spent some time researching there. Data reaching back to 1961 shows the Chilkat Valley's oldest bear on record was a 28-year-old male with a 26.5-inch skull harvested in 1990.
I see quite a few big male bears that come off of Admiralty, Baranoff, and Chichikov, and I've taken some impressive photos of these teeth that just you couldn't even imagine a bear is making a living on a dental work like that. So this would be in line with some of these older bears, I would expect, but it's in its late teens, if not 20s. And we will send off a tooth for analysis, and it often takes almost up to a year to get the results back from the Matson lab.
The department generally takes tissue samples to identify genetic markers in the animal. The bear carcass went to the state since Kane didn't have a permit, a rarity for the bear hunter. Again, Jerry Kane.
No, I did not have a permit. We thought about getting one, and I've bought so many in the past. You know, I've had 20 just for these cases. I've bought like probably 20 in the past years and just never really ran into one. And unfortunately, this time did not have a permit and had to surrender the bear to the state. And after finding out more about the details of the bear, I heard that he could eventually be sold at auction, which I probably try to get the bear maybe later on if possible.
Reporting in Haines, I'm Tara Bicknell.